Okay, bismillah, wassalat, wassalam, ala rasulillah, wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'd. This is our tenth. This is our tenth session for Arabic lessons in Tawheed, Al-Mustawa Thalith, Level 3, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And the lesson that we're going to do today is Ad-Darsu Al-Khamisu Bi-Izni Allahi Ta'ala. Ad-Darsu Al-Khamisu, the fifth lesson. Ash-Shirku Wa-Aqsamuhu. Ash-Shirku Wa-Aqsamuhu. Meaning? Shirk and its categories, divisions, types. Naam. Ash-Shirk, by Ash-Shirk we mean, yani, association of partnership between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and anything in the creation. Yani giving something, anything from the exclusive rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to other yani than Him. And its types, yani the types of shirk. What are the types of shirk? Okay, so ash-shirku wa aqsamuhu. The teacher says, al-mudarris, alimna من الدروس الماضية أنواع التوحيد وفضله على المسلمين وفي هذا الدرس نريد أن نعرف الشرك وأقسامه ومضاره على الناس ونعرف كيفية التخلص منه والابتعاد عنه بإذن الله تعالى. First paragraph, the teacher says, علمنا من الدروس الماضية. يعني we came to know, we learned from the previous lessons, أنواع التوحيد, the types of توحيد, وفضله, and its virtue upon the Muslims, يعني its excellence or benefit to the Muslims. That's what we learned in the previous lessons. وَفِي هَذَا الدَّرْسِ, and in this lesson, نُرِيدُ أَن نَعْرِفَ, we want to know, يعني الشركة, association, وَأَقْسَامَهُ, and its divisions, وَمَضَارَّهُ, and its harms, عَلَى النَّاسِ, upon the people. وَنَعْرِفَ, and we also want to know, وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَعْرِفَ, يعني the meaning here, نُرِيدُ, يعني وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَعْرِفَ كَيْفِيَّةَ التَّخَلُّصِ مِنْهُ, يعني we want to know, how do we free ourselves? Do we escape from it? يعني from shirk. وَالْإِبْتِعَادِ, and we want to know how to distance ourselves عَنْهُ, from it. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, by the permission of Allah, the Most High. Yani in this lesson, we want to know what is shirk, and what are its divisions, and what are its harms, and we also want to know how to free ourselves, how to escape from it, and to distance ourselves from it. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So as we can see, this is a very important lesson, right? Knowing what is shirk, what is divisions, what is harms, and how to escape from it. How to distance ourselves from it, not just to escape, close call, but to be far removed from it, far removed from ash-shirk in all of its types and the harms that come from it. Jabir says, نُرِيدُ بَيَانًا لِمَعْنَى كَلِمَةِ الشِّرْكِ. Yani we want to know, or we want clarification for the meaning of the word ash-shirk. What is the meaning of the word ash-shirk? The teacher says, ma'ana kalimati. Yani, kalimati is mudaf ilayhi, right? Majroor. Ma'ana kalimati ash-shirki lugatan. Linguistically. The meaning of the word shirk, linguistically, in the language. An-nasibu, with sad. An-nasibu. Ash-shirk, linguistically means, an-nasib. A share of something. A share, a nasib. وَذَلِكَ بِأَنْ يَكُونَ اشْتِرَاقٌ بين اثنين أو أكثر في شيء من الأشياء أو أمر من الأمور لكل نصيب فيه. يعني how is this shirk, this نصيب, يعني in this word, what do we mean by it? ذلك بأن يكون, that there is some اشتراك, huh? There is some sharing, يعني there is some sharing, اشتراك بين الاثنين, بين اثنين, sharing between two or more, between two or more, في شيء من الأشياء, in something, or أمر من الأمور, or in some affair, يعني in something or in some affair there is a sharing, يعني sharing in the wealth, sharing in some affair, يعني in the matter of honor or respect or love, sharing that love in something or in some affair, there is an اشتراك, sharing. لكلٍ, for each one of them, for each one of those two or more, there's a نصيب فيه. Each one of them is having some portion or some share in that thing or in that affair. فهم في هذه الحال شركاء. So therefore, because they are sharing a نصيب in that thing or in that affair, in this case, في هذا الحال, in this condition, they, because they are sharing something, they became شركاء. Any شركاء being the plural of? Huh? شريك. نعم. شركاء is the plural of شريك. يعني على وزن فعلاء. Like زملاء, أمراء, and so on. رؤساء, شركاء. ممنوع من الصرف. Doesn't take تنوين. شركاء. والواحد منهم شريك, يعني they are, the two or three of them together are شركاء. والواحد, and any individual one from amongst them is شريك. So this is the linguistic root of shirk. It means a نصيب, because two or more people are sharing a نصيب, a portion or a share in something, in some affair or in some matter. Then together, in this condition of sharing, they are called شركاء, and individually they are called the شريك. أما معنى الشرك شرعا, as far as the meaning of shirk in the Sharia, the legal meaning of it, فهو, or the religious meaning of it, فهو أن يصرف المشرك شيئا من حقوق الله تعالى لغيره فيجعل له نصيبا منها. So as far as in the Sharia, the meaning of shirk, it is that the mushrik, the person who practices shirk, يعني from أشرك يشرك, مشرك اسم فاعل, the mushrik يصرف, directs شيئا, something, من حقوق الله تعالى, from the rights of Allah the Most High, he directs it, he offers it, he gives it, لغيره, to other than Allah. فيجعل له نصيبا منه. So he makes for that one a share from what is from the exclusive rights of Allah, من حقوق الله الخاصة. يعني the linguistic meaning of shirk, it is that the mushrik, the person who commits shirk, he gives, offers, directs something from the exclusive rights of Allah to other than Allah. So he makes a share or a portion of that which belongs to Allah alone. He gives a share of it to someone or something else. وَهَذَا لَا يَجُوزُ. And this is not permissible. وَهُوَ أَعْظَمُ الذُّنُوبِ. And it is the greatest, the most horrible, most severe of all sins. قال الله تعالى, concerning this, Allah the Most High says, إن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك with سكون ومن يشرك مجزوم بالله فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. يعني الآية 16 بعد 100 من سورة النساء. يعني concerning this matter of shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, showing the severity of it, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ وَيُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah does not forgive that anything be associated as an equal or a partner or a sharer with Him. He doesn't forgive this. Meaning, if a person commits shirk, they give a share of what belongs to Allah exclusively to other than Allah, and they die. In that condition, Allah will never forgive it. But it doesn't mean that if a person committed shirk, and then they repented sincerely from it, Allah won't forgive them. No, if they repent, Allah forgives whoever repents to Him sincerely, fulfilling the rites of repentance. The meaning here of this ayat, that Allah will not forgive that somebody associates or makes something as a sharer or a partner or equal with him, it means He will not forgive if the person dies, having committed shirk without repenting from it. Naam. Shall we finish the ayat? Or
regarding the ayat.
Regarding...
Half a Muslim, you don't have enough knowledge. You were Muslim, but you were doing great worship. What do you mean?
Then when you get knowledge, then you have to repent.
No, maybe you didn't get knowledge, you died.
Then you will not be forgiven for this.
But you were Muslim. You didn't.
No, you were not a Muslim. Because the mushrik is not a Muslim. Mushrik is not Muslim. There's no such thing as a mushrik Muslim. Yani you're either a Muslim, muwahid, or you're a mushrik, one or the other. The people who are worshipping idols are not Muslims. Even if they are born in the Muslim country, even if they have a Muslim name, even if they have a Muslim name, doesn't matter. The mushrik is not a Muslim. And this ayat is crystal clear in its meaning, that indeed, inna is from the yani particles of emphasis. Verily, certainly, surely, undoubtedly, Allah does not forgive a yushraka bihi, that anything be associated with him. He doesn't forgive this. Yani a person might kill, they might commit adultery. Allah might forgive them, even though they didn't repent. They committed and they didn't repent. Allah might forgive them, if He wills. He may forgive them, but this He will not forgive. It shows that murder is horrible, but there's no comparison between shirk and murder. A person who commits murder could be forgiven by Allah without repenting. It's possible. Allah forgives anything less than shirk, whatever He wills. Less than shirk. But as for shirk, He doesn't forgive it. Yeah, and some of us, we have parents who are not Muslims. They never accepted Islam. So, I mean, it's all the same. Doesn't matter. The point is, if they didn't accept Islam, or they called themselves Muslims, but they were worshipping other than Allah, they're all the same. No difference. No difference. We can't get too far sidetracked. Okay? Because we have a long lesson. Go ahead, quickly. Kafir.
The mercy of Allah, who we have in the discussion, can the mercy of Allah remove the person
who helped
us
with them? Person who dies a kafir?
Kafir, yes.
Now, whoever dies as a kafir, either because they are originally from the kuffar,
yes,
or they are originally from the Muslims, who went out of Islam because of shirk or otherwise, all of them are equal. They are the same. Except that, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Ahlul Fitra, meaning the people who was born in a time in which there was no prophet, and the message of the prophet was completely lost. They had no chance to know about Allah. The Ahlul Fitra will be tested on Yawm al-Qiyamah, as reported in Sahih Hadith in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah will come to them, to the Ahlul Fitra, and He will say, I am your Rabb. And then He will manifest Himself as their Rabb, and then when they recognize that He is the Rabb, then He will order them, I command you to enter the fire. And those who obey Him will be admitted into paradise. And those who disobey Him, they will be thrown in the real hellfire. Ahl Fitra. Person died as a kafir, The message of Islam was present, but they didn't accept it. So then they're finished. But the person who died as a kafir in a time when there was no message of Islam, of Tawheed, they will be tested. When they know that Allah is their Rabb, telling them, get in the fire. If they obey, they are good. They disobey, then they deserve hellfire.
Yeah. I have a little bit more question. All the people from Africa, they know about. Some people go to see a sheikh or whatever, say, oh, do this for business, so I can be lucky with this. Those part of shirk?
No, it's a part of shirk, of course. Yani, isn't it asking? Is it asking the person to do something for you, something that they are capable of doing? It's not shirk. Yani, if I ask you to help me carry this box downstairs, that's not shirk. That's something you're able to do. But if I ask you to resurrect the dead, if I ask you to, to travel, to send me to Mecca without getting on an airplane, just by going, by your powers, that's something you don't have the power to do. That's shirk, because that means you are associating this person with Allah to do something that only Allah can do. That's shirk. Naam. So when you go to ask somebody for help for something, it depends. Are you asking them to do something that's possible and permissible to do, or are you asking them to do something that's only from the right of Allah? You're asking them, tell me about the unseen. Allah only knows the unseen. When you go to the sheikh and tell, I want you to tell me about the unseen, that's shirk. Because nobody knows the unseen except Allah. Anyway, this is a long topic. We don't have time to do it now. Okay. Now, if you read Kitab al-Tawheed by Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab with its explanation by any of the scholars of the Sunnah, you will find all of these affairs addressed thoroughly from beginning to end with proofs and evidences and clarification of the doubt. The big sheikh, he can see from his bed
what is written in Lawh
al-Mahfuz. In Lawh al-Mahfuz? Yani, nobody knows what's in Lawh al-Mahfuz unless Allah has revealed something of it in the revelations that He revealed to the prophets. Otherwise, nobody knows about the matters of the unseen. Okay. So, the ayat. We're back to the ayat. The ayat that Allah shows the severity of shirk, where He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Yani, that Allah will not forgive that anything be made as a partner, an equal or a sharer with Him. He doesn't forgive that. And He forgives مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ, whatever is less than that. Meaning any sin that a person commits, because every sin is less than shirk. Every sin is less than shirk. So anything other than shirk, whatever is less than it, Allah will forgive لِمَن يَشَاء, whomever He wills. If He wills, He will forgive. And if He doesn't will, He will not forgive. Therefore, it's incumbent upon a person to repent in case, they are taking a serious, dangerous chance to die upon sin that they didn't repent from, depending upon Allah. Maybe He will forgive them. وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, and whoever, this is a shart, وَمَن يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, whoever commits shirk with Allah, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا, then this person has indeed gone far astray. 116th ayah from Surah An-Nisa, the 4th surah. ثُمَّ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ ضِدُّ التَّوْهِيدِ. After this, we want to say that indeed shirk is the opposite of tawheed. وَلَهُ أَقْسَامٌ, and it has divisions, just as tawheed has divisions. So, likewise, a shirk, لَهُ أَقْسَامٌ. Thabit says, عَلِمْنَا مَعْنَى الشِّرْكِ وَأَنَّهُ أَعْظَمُ الذُّنُوبِ فَمَا أَقْسَامُهُ. أقسام is the plural of قسم. قسم. We came to know the meaning of shirk and that it is the most severe of all sins. So what are its divisions? What are its different types or divisions? The teacher says, الشرك قسمان. Shirk is divided into two divisions. Shirkun Akbaru. Yani this is one of the ways the scholars have divided shirk. Because some scholars have said that there's shirk Akbar and shirk Asghar and shirk Khafi. And some scholars have made it like this, shirk Akbar and Asghar, because yani different ways of looking at the topic. Okay? But here we want to look specifically at the two main categories of shirk. Yani shirk, and there's a spelling mistake here, right? Because we have no Hamza here in the word shirk akbaru. Should be Hamza. Shirk, shirkun akbaru. Wa shirkun asgaru. Yani, the greater shirk and the lesser shirk. The greater shirk and the lesser shirk. Wa li kullin minhuma anwa'un adidatun. وقع فيها كثير من الناس. يعني there are two types of shirk, the greater shirk and the lesser shirk. ولكل منهما, and for each one of those two types or divisions, there are also أنواع, يعني types, many types. وقع فيها, that many of the people have fallen into. So there are two divisions, major divisions. يعني there's major and minor shirk, or greater and lesser shirk, and then each of these two divisions has different types of greater shirk and different types of minor shirk that many of the people have fallen to. Notice that he said, يعني وقع فيها كثير من الناس. Not a few people, but a lot of people have fallen into these different types of shirk, not just in Africa. Not just, we're going to give examples now, inshallah. Not just in Africa, but all over the world. Muhammad says on the top of page 24, "Ma anwa'u ash-shirki al-akbari." So what are the types? What are some of the types of ash-shirk al-akbar? Okay, we said two divisions, the greater shirk and lesser shirk. Now we're going to talk about the greater shirk, ash-shirk al-akbar. What are its types? Various types of the greater shirk, the major shirk. The shirk that takes you out of Islam. The teacher says, "Inna lishirki al-akbari anwa'an kathiratan waqa'at qadiman wa hadithan." Indeed, for the major shirk, the greater shirk, there are many types, many. Waqa'at fiha, yani, waqa'at, I'm sorry, qadiman wa hadithan, that have occurred. Many types of major shirk that have occurred, qadiman, ancient, yani in the old days, and hadithan, in modern times. Many types that have occurred. Min tilka al-anwa ma yali. Yani min tilka al-anwa ma yali means what? From those types are the following. What follows? So what we are saying here is that these are not the only types of major shirk, but min tilka al-anwa, from amongst those many types, there are many, from amongst them, the most the most dangerous of them, the most common of them, are what follows. Ash-shirku fi du'a'i. Number two, الشرك في المحبة. الثالث, الشرك في النية. والرابع, الشرك في الطاعة والخوف. Okay, so from amongst the many types of major shirk that have occurred in the past and in modern times are what follows. The first of them, الأول, الشرك في الدعاء. يعني شرك in supplication. In dua, shirk in supplication. The second one, ash-shirku fil mahabba, shirk in love, in love. Yani meaning that somebody, the love that belongs to Allah exclusively alone, they have shared it with somebody other than Allah. The absolute love that belongs to Allah alone, they've shared it with other than Allah. Yani meaning they love someone or something the same way that they love Allah. الثالث الشرك في النية, يعني falling into shirk in one's intention, yani intending to do something for Allah along with someone or something other than Allah. والرابع الشرك في الطاعة والخوف, yani falling into shirk in obedience, meaning obeying someone or something in disobedience to Allah, huh? Or fearing someone or something the way that only Allah should be feared. Doesn't mean you can't obey anyone other than Allah, but not in disobedience to Allah. It doesn't mean you can't fear anything except Allah, but not like you fear Allah. Yani you can't fear them equal or more than you fear Allah. You might fear your parents. You might fear the... In New York City, you might... Oh, lion. Yeah, in New York City, you don't have to fear lions. You have to fear the police. I couldn't hear him, I'm sorry. Khawf is what?
Two kinds of fear.
Naam, there's natural fear and then there's other fear. Naam.
Fear of heights or fear of...
Naam, that's right. Natural fear is normal. Natural love is normal. Okay, but this is shared. Shared. It's a fear or love that's shared with... It's not just one thing or one person that you fear or that you love. Okay, the love of Allah is not shared. It's not shared. But fear, there's fear that's shared. You fear this and that and the other. Yani naturally you fear something. But as far as the fear of Allah, it's not shared with anyone or anything else. Yani it's absolute. Yani, and there shouldn't be anything that you fear along with fearing Allah or equal to or more than you fear Allah. Okay, so the details of these four from amongst many types and wa of ash-shirk al-akbar, wa kullu anwa'i ash-shirki fiha taswiyatun bayna Allah ta'ala wal makhluqin. In every type of shirk there is in it, in each of these types of shirk there's taswiyatun, meaning sawwa yusawwi taswiya, means that you make something equal to something else. سَوَّ بَيْنَ هَذَا وَذَٰلِكَ, mean you make equality between these two things. So there's تَصْوِيَة, making an equality, an equal between Allah the Most High and the created beings. In every type of shirk, in order for it to be shirk, there has to be تَصْوِيَة بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَالْمَخْلُوقِ, between Allah and the created being. There's some equality, some sharing between Allah and the created being. عَارِفٌ says, مَا هُوَ الشِّرْكُ فِي الدُّعَاءِ. From the four types that we mentioned here for major shirk. These are types of major shirk. Major shirk means what? That it takes you out of Islam. The person who commits this type of shirk goes out of Islam. Unless they repent and return to Islam. They go out of Islam. If they die in that condition, Allah will not forgive them. They died as a mushrik, not as a Muslim. They will be in the hellfire eternally. This is a serious matter. Arif says, مَا هُوَ الشِّرْكُ فِي الدُّعَاءِ. What is the shirk in supplication? وَكَيْفَ يَقَعُ بَعْدُ النَّاسِ فِيهِ. And how is it that some people fall into this shirk in dua? The Mudarris says, الشِّرْكُ فِي الدُّعَاءِ هُوَ السُؤَالُ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي جَلْبِ نَفْعٍ نَفْعٍ أو دَفَعِ دُرٍ. يعني الشرك في الدعاء, it is سؤال, asking, requesting from other than Allah في جَلْبِ النَّفْعٍ, either to bring to you some benefit, أو دَفَعِ دُرٍ, or to repulse from you some harm. يعني asking someone other than Allah to give you some benefit or to remove from you or to repulse from you some harm. When only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can really benefit or save you, protect you from harm. And again, the shirk here is in the situation where you're asking somebody to give you some benefit that only Allah can give. Or to repulse some harm that only Allah can repulse. As far as give me some benefit in that which the human being or some human beings have the ability to give, that's not shirk. If somebody said, I am in need of some food, can you help me? Can you benefit me with a bag of apples or oranges? Yeah, I have some money, I'll go down to the supermarket and buy you some apples and oranges right now, no problem. That's not shirk. To benefit me with some fruit. Or, yani, a tuna fish sandwich. Or you just ate tuna fish and you didn't bring any for us?
The one we're talking about in Africa, they go see a chef, he write something, they go pack some kind of thing, you tie it to yourself,
and
keep
it there. Yeah.
And you pay money. Yeah, in other words, meaning that, for example, the lady, she is barren, she's not able to have children, and you go to the chef, say, give me some benefit, make my wife bear children. So he writes something, some formula, and then he puts it, wraps it in something, you tie it around her, and then,
or
you wash yourself with the water, or whatever it might be, you drink it, eat it, whatever, you recite it, and then magically, yani, she gives birth, right? So this, the giving of birth, or the prevention of birth, is with Allah alone. The sheikh, he can't do it. The doctor can't do it. The doctor, if he knows some surgical procedure that can correct a problem that's defective, by the permission of Allah, he might be successful in doing surgery. And he might not be, if Allah doesn't allow it. Even that thing that you know how to do, like the farmer knows how to farm, but just because you, yani, till the earth and plow it and plant, and the sun shines, doesn't mean something's going to come out, except by the permission of Allah. Only Allah has the ability to do that. No sheikh, no doctor, no technician, engineer, anybody can do these things, except by the permission of Allah. If there are things that human beings know how to do, then you can ask help by the person who knows how to do it. But you have to, yani, ask Allah for success. Naam. They didn't ask for the what?
Help in worldly things.
Now, if they could do something themselves, they wouldn't. Yani, the example that's given is that from amongst the Salaf, it used to be known that if a man dropped his whip from his riding animal, he wouldn't ask the person walking by, pass that up to me. He would get down and get it himself. Because that's something that you're able to do yourself. So whoever is able to do something themselves, they should do it themselves. If you need help, there's no harm in asking the one who has the ability to help you. But know that when somebody helps you, you became indebted to them. And the Salaf, they used to believe that I will only be indebted to Allah. I will not owe any human being anything. Allah is the only one that I owe to, because He is the only one who has absolute right to grant favor or benefit or put repulse harm and so on. So it says here now, so that a shirk in dua...
About a woman being barren.
Ma'am.
Because I heard a hadith, I'm not sure if the hadith is confirmed or something, but the Prophet Muhammad
sallallahu alaihi
wasallam said that when a woman is barren, he said that most of the kids are due to the jinns.
That when a woman is barren, in most cases it's due to jinns? And some few cases it might be from Allah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I heard that.
I don't know. I don't know that one. But in any case, if anybody knows that hadith, if somebody can find it, that will benefit us to know it, because we don't know it. But anyway, there are a lot of things that are attributed to the Prophet that are not authentically ascribed to him. And then there are some, yani, narrations that are reported in the books of hadith that have weaknesses and so on. So we have to go back and confirm now. Maybe they mean, okay, it might be that the reason why she's barren, or any sickness that a person has, could require ruqyah. Not just a woman that's barren, any sickness that a person has. Yani, the man who was stung by the scorpion, he was cured by ruqyah. Not by any medicine, any medication, natural or chemical, just by recitation of Al-Fatiha. Naam, Abu Bakr. I see we're not going to finish this topic today. Luck?
Yes.
Any somebody's lucky?
Lucky?
Yeah, there's no such thing.
No. I'm wishing somebody, oh, you're going to the exam.
Have good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. No, that's not from Islam.
Yes.
There's no such thing as good luck. Everything is by the decree of Allah. No such thing as good luck. Yani, either Allah decreed it or He didn't decree it. Everything is by Allah's decree. Nothing happens in the heavens or in the earth except by the decree of Allah. Unless you buy Chinese food, if you buy Chinese food, you might be eating rats. Naam. Okay, so ash-shirk in dua, it is asking other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one of two things, either to grant you some benefit or to repulse some harm. Wa huwa anna ba'da an-nasi yad'una Allah ta'ala thumma yad'una ghayrahu kal-asnami wa ashabi al-kuburi wa nahwihim mimman la yamliku lahum wa la li nafsihi naf'an wa la yadfa'u darran thumma innahum qasu al-khaliqa bin makhluqin wa fil haqiqati annahum jahalu wa wajjahu ad-du'a li ghayri Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mimma awqa'ahum fi hadha an-naw'i min ash-shirki. Let's go again. Yani huwa, yani this shirk in dua, it is that a person, ba'd an-nas, some of the people are supplicating to Allah the Most High, asking Allah, thumma yad'una ghayrahu, and then they are supplicating to other than Allah, asking them, like they are asking the asnam, the idols, or ashab al-kubur. Huh? What do we mean, ashab al-kubur? The ashab al-kubur means literally the companions of the graves, mean the people who are buried in the graves, dead people, like they call them saints. Yani this guy was a saint, even though he's dead, I'm going to go and ask him for help. Huh? So they are asking the idols made out of wood or stone or whatever they made it from. They used to make the idols sometime in the time, yani of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the time before that, they used to make the idols from tamar. Sometimes they made idols from tamar, and when they got hungry, they would eat the idols. So, yani, they make it from anything, right? So it's like they ask Allah, then they ask the idol, or they ask the dead people in the grave, وَنَحْوِهِمْ, or something similar to that, مِمَّنْ, from amongst those who لَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ وَلَا لِنَفْسِهِ نَفْعًا وَلَا يَدْفَعُ دَرًّا. And then they are asking these people, the idols, or the people in the grave, or that which is similar to that, from those who لا يملكوا لهم. They don't possess for them, the one who's asking, ولا لنفسه, nor the one who's being asked. He doesn't possess for you or for his own self any benefit, nor can he repulse any harm. ثم إنهم قاسوا الخالق. Then, يعني this also amounts to what? That they have qasu al-khaliqa bil-makhluqeen. Yani, they have made a comparison, yani qiyas, between the creator and the created beings. Yani, they have compared them, they have, yani, made them to be similar, in that they asked Allah and they asked the idol. They asked Allah and they asked the dead person in the grave. So they have made some equality, or some comparison between the creator and the created beings. وَفِي الْحَقِيقَةِ, and in reality, أَنَّهُمْ جَهَلُوا, they were ignorant. وَوَجَّهُ, and they, yani, directed الدُّعَى to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَّهُ, yani, they directed the dua to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, the one who is free from all imperfections, the Most High. مِمَّا أَوْقَعَهُمْ, and this is from what? أَوْقَعَهُمْ, caused them to fall into. وَقَعَ أَوْقَعَهُمْ, caused them to fall into, يعني هذا النوع من الشرك, to fall into this type of shirk. نعم عبد الحق. يعني it was their ignorance, due to which they directed, يعني their dua to other than Allah. This is what caused them to fall into this type of shirk. I'm sorry, عبد الحق. Shadda, yani naam, jazakallahu khair. Shadda on the jeem, wajjahu. Yani wajjaha, yuwajjihu. Wajjaha, to direct something. to direct the dua to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from that, yani their ignorance, which caused them to direct their question, their request to other than Allah. This is what caused them to fall into. Yani awqa'a is from the verb waqa'a, fourth form. Yani awqa'a, to cause a person to fall into something, in this case, to fall into this type of shirk. Khalid says, ما دليل النهي مضاف إليه مجرور ما دليل النهي عن دعاء غير الله تعالى. Yani, what is the evidence of the prohibition of supplicating other than Allah the Most High? The teacher, من أدلة النهي عن دعاء غير الله تعالى ما يلي. From the evidences, not one evidence, from amongst the evidences of the prohibition of supplicating to other than Allah the Most High is that which follows. ما يلي. يعني ما هي is ما الذي الموصولة. ما الموصولة. From the evidences is what follows. قال الله تعالى, the saying of Allah the Most High, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. الآية 18 من سورة الجن. يعني the 18th ayat from the surah of the jinn. يعني number 70. سورة الجن 72. طيب. So from the evidences of the prohibition of dua, supplicating to other than Allah the Most High, is the saying of Allah the Most High, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ. أَنَّ here is from أَخَوَاتُ إِنَّ, and the meaning of أَنَّ is توكيد. يعني and indeed, certainly, definitely, المساجد, all of the places of worship, belong to Allah. فَلَا تَدْعُوا. Therefore, فَا, therefore, لَا تَدْعُوا. لَا here is لَا نَاهِيَ. Huh? تَدَعُونَ became majzoom because of لا ناهية, and the sign that it is majzoom is حذف النون, because it's from the أفعال الخمسة. Secondary signs of يعني إعراب. فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا. All of the masajid, the places of worship, belong to Allah. Therefore, do not call upon, يعني do not supplicate along with Allah anyone. And here, تدعو الدعاء, it means ibadah. It doesn't just mean don't supplicate only, but actually the meaning is more general, because supplication, الدعاء هو ibadah. The Prophet ﷺ said, الدعاء هو ibadah. Yani meaning الدعاء is the core essence of worship. So when we say دعاء here in this ayah, the meaning is specifically don't supplicate to other than Allah, and generally don't worship other than Allah. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Yani, don't worship anyone along with Allah. Worship Him alone. Ahmed says, وَكَيْفَ يَحْسُلُ الشِّرْكُ فِي الْمَحَبَّةِ. Second type of major shirk from amongst many types. From amongst أَنْوَاعَ عَدِيدًا. Second type is الشرك في المحبة. كَيْفَ يَحْسُلُ الشِّرْكُ فِي الْمَحَبَّةِ. How does a shirk in love occur? How does it occur? How is it achieved? How does it happen? The مدرس says, قبل هذا, before answering your question, أريد أن أبين لكم أن المحبة قسمان. And before answering how the shirk and mahabba occur, I want to clarify, أبين لكم, that المحبة is of two divisions. الأول يعني القسم الأول المحبة الخاصة لله تعالى. The first division of love is المحبة الخاصة. المحبة الخاصة, we mean by that what? Literally it means خاص, means specific or special. يعني the love that is special for Allah alone. الخاصة, not خالصة, not خالصة. Yeah, it also means خالصة, but خاصة here Khasa means special, particular, peculiar. Khasa is special, and Amma, general. Generally for everybody. Amma. Khasa is special for a certain one, certain few, certain group. Khasa. So here we mean Al-Mahabba Al-Khasa, yani the love that is special, particular, exclusive for Allah the Most High. والثاني القسم الثاني المحبة المشتركة المحبة المشتركة يعني اشترك يشترك المشتركة means the love which is shared. There's اشتراك in it. It's يعني shared by others. It's not exclusive, especially for one. Rather, it's a love that is shared. You share it with others. Yani it's a love that you have for your parents, and you also love your children with that kind of love. And you also love your spouse, and you love your friend, and whatever. Okay? Al-mahabbatu al-mushtarikatu al-amatu. Yani it's a shared love that is general. It's not specific, exclusive for Allah alone. Rather, it's a love that's shared, and it's generally yani shared with more than one person or people. وَيَحْسُلُ الشِّرْكُ فِي الْقِسْمِ الْأَوَّلِ Yani, the teacher is saying here that, before answering your question, first I want to say that the love is of two divisions. There's special love that's for Allah alone, and then there's general love that's shared by others in the creation. So what we're talking about here, shirk and mahabba, is in the first type. Shirk and mahabba is not in the mahabba al-mushtarika al-ama, but it's in al-mahabba al-khasa. يَحْسُلُ الشِّرْكُ فِي الْقِسْمِ الْأَوَّلِ عِنْدَمَا يَجْهَلُ الْإِنسَانُ كَيْفَ يُحَقِّقُ الْمَحَبَّةَ الْخَاصَّةَ الَّتِي هِيَ أَصْلُ الْإِيمَانِ وَالَّتِي فِيهَا تَعَظِيمٌ وَإِجْلَالٌ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. Let's go back again. Yani, what last line on page 24, in the middle of the line, it says, وَيَحْسُلُ الشِّرْكُ. Yani, the shirk occurs. يَحْسُلُ. يَحْسُلُ. الشِّرْكُ. Yani, حَصَلَ. It happened or it occurred. The shirk, it occurs. فِي الْقِسْمَ الْأَوَّلِ. Yani, in the first type of love, the love that's especially exclusively for Allah alone. And it happens عندما, when يجهل الإنسان, when a person became ignorant, when a person was ignorant of كيف يحقق المحبة الخاصة, how do you realize, how do you actualize the محبة الخاصة, the محبة that's especially, exclusively for Allah alone. How do you realize it? How do you actualize it? That al-mahabba al-khasa allati hiya aslu al-iman. That love which is the foundation of iman. Yani, the mahabba al-khasa is a foundation of iman. That you love Allah with a love that is not shared with anything in the creation. Al-mahabba al-khasa, now we're going to give examples, inshallah. We're going to give examples. But in any case, the mahabba al-khasa, what it means is that there's a love, a level of love that is khasa billahi, exclusively for Allah alone, and nobody should share in it, such that you love Allah in a way that you don't love anything in the creation. And the realization of it is that when you love Allah with a love that's exclusive to Him, that you don't share that level of love with anything in creation, means you do what Allah orders, commands, prohibits, no matter who tells you something different. You may love your mother and your father and your wife and your children, but when they tell you to do something different than what Allah commanded you with, your love of Allah is greater. So your love for them, yani, is not like the love for Allah. So you will not share in Yani the manifestation of the love of Allah, you will not share it with anyone else. The manifestation of the love of Allah is in that you obey Him absolutely in whatever He commands or prohibits. Whatever He is pleased with or loves or dislikes. Yani you have absolute love, obedience because of your love of Allah is different. Even though you love your parents, but you're not going to have absolute obedience to them. You're not going to have, yani you're not going to do whatever they command you to do, no matter what it is. Yani if it's in disobedience to Allah, because the love of Allah is greater. So here, the love of Allah is a type of love that's exclusive for Him. It's a love that's greater than the love of anything else, and therefore it is manifest and requires from you absolute obedience to His commands and His prohibitions, and seeking that which is pleasing to Him and avoiding that which is displeasing to Him, no matter who may be pleased with something else or displeased with it. No matter who it may be that you love. Yani your love for them is not on this level, and therefore, yani, you don't cross the bounds, yani, of this love. Yani the love of the people is limited. It stays in its place, and the love of Allah is beyond that. So it is the asl of iman, this type of love. It is the foundation of iman. It means that if a person has this love, they have iman. If they don't have this love, they don't have a foundation for iman. Even if they have some manifestations of iman, branches, but there's no foundation, so there's no real iman without the foundation. And in other words, you might see a person doing something that are from indications of iman, but in reality, they don't have iman if they don't have the foundation. Because if the branches are disconnected from the foundation, it's not viable. It can't live. It doesn't have real existence. Here, asl al-iman. Wallati, yani, how to achieve the mahabba al-khasa, which is the foundation of iman, wallati fiha, and which contains within it, ta'azimun wa ijlalun lillahi ta'ala. Yani, this love contains within it, ta'azim wa ijlal. Ta'azim, exaltation. And ijlal, yani, showing the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, it is a love that contains within it, yani manifested in it, is that you extol and exalt and glorify the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani the love of the created beings doesn't require ta'zeem wa ijlal. Yani ta'zeem, exaltation and glorification, belongs to Allah alone. Because this is a type of worship. And that's why it's included in this type of love that belongs to Allah alone. Here, yani, this type, yani, because the person is ignorant of how to achieve this mahabba al-khasa, which is the asl of iman and contains exaltation and glorification of Allah the Most High, therefore, if la yajuzu sarfu shay'in minha lighayri Allahi ta'ala. So, yani it is a type of love such that it's not permissible to offer it or to direct anything from it to other than Allah the Most High. And that is because لِأَنَّ هَذَا, yani this type of love, مِنْ شَأْنِهِ, from its affair that is exclusive to it, is الْوُقُوعُ فِي الشِّرْكِ الْأَكْبَرِ. Yani لِأَنَّ هَذَا مِنْ شَأْنِهِ الْوُقُوعُ فِي الشِّرْكُ الْأَكْبَرِ. And that is, it's not allowed to offer anything of this type of love to other than Allah, because this type of love, from its affair, is that if a person offers it to other than Allah, they will fall into major shirk. Huh? الْوُقُوعُ, to fall into. الْوُقُوعُ, وَقَعَ. الْوُقُوعُ, falling into major shirk. Yani, from that which is connected to this type of love, if a person offers any of it to other than Allah, is that they will fall into major shirk. That's the meaning of يعني من شأنه. يعني that's exclusive to this type of love. The other type of love, if a person offers it to other than that one who you love, it doesn't mean that you fall into shirk. Because من شأن هذه المحبة الخاصة is that the person who offers any of it to other than Allah falls into shirk. As far as other types of love, if you offer it to other than the one who you love, doesn't yani cause you to fall into shirk, major shirk. قال الله تعالى ومن الناس يعني from the proofs related to this point ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله الآية الخامسة والستون بعد مية من سورة البقرة 165th آية من سورة البقرة second surah of the Quran saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the meaning of which is and from amongst the people some of the people وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُوا those who take مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ from other than Allah يعني from any created being they take them as أَنْدَادًا as a nid as an equal to Allah يُحِبُّونَهُمْ and they love them كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ like their love of Allah they love them like the love of Allah وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا but as far as those who believe أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ they are more يعني stronger in their love for Allah يعني than those who share their love of Allah with others يعني the mushriks their love is shared they love Allah نعم and they love their idols along with Allah but the believer their love of Allah is exclusive to Allah therefore it is stronger than the love of those who take others besides Allah as andad, as equals with Allah, and they love them the way they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the Christians, maybe they love God, right? They said, we believe in the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now they call him the Holy Spirit. Same thing. They said they love all of them because all of them are God. So that means their love is not exclusively for what they call the Father. Their love is not exclusively for the Creator. Rather, they're sharing it with his so-called son and a so-called Holy Spirit that they claim to be a God besides Allah.
They even love Jesus more.
They may love Jesus more than they love their so-called father. Because they only call on Jesus and they only praise Jesus and they only talk about Jesus. Wallahu musta'an. Okay, so, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ from amongst the people, there are those who take from besides Allah equals and they love them like the love of Allah. But as for those who believe, then their love for Allah is greater. Salih says, and this ayat has a tremendous tafsir. Yani if anybody can go back and look at the tafsir of this ayat, it's a very important ayat from the Quran. Salih says, لِمَاذَا يَكُونُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدَّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ أَشَدَّ here is mansub because of what? خبر كان لماذا يكون الذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله Why is it that those who believe their love for Allah is stronger? The teacher says يكون حب المؤمنين لله أشد من حب المشركين لأن حب المؤمنين خالص لله تعالى وحب المشركين موزع بين الله والأنداد يعني الشركاء والحب الخالص الصحيح أقوى من الحب المشترك الذي فيه نصيب لغير الله تعالى وإشراك لغيره معه في الحب الخاص الذي لا يكون إلا له سبحانه وتعالى يعني the love يكون حب المؤمنين لله أشد the love of the believers will be stronger for Allah than the love of the mushrikeen لأن حب المؤمنين خالص لله because the love of the believers is exclusive is pure sincere for Allah alone Allah the Most High وحب المشركين while the love of the pagans the associates those who associate partners with Allah is موزع يعني distributed بين الله والأندادي الشركائي. يعني their love is not exclusively for Allah alone, rather they distribute some of it for Allah and some of it for those that they have set up as equals with Allah, as partners with Allah, shuraka. والحب الخالص الصحيح أقوى من الحب المشترك. And there's no doubt that the hub that is khalis, purely, sincerely, correct, is aqwa, yani stronger than the hub that is mushtarik, yani that is shared between a number of people, yani that love that الذي فيه نصيب, that contains a portion or a share for other than Allah the Most High. And it is also yani ishraqun, yani a share or some associating of this love لغيره معه, yani meaning that they are sharing this love for Allah yani for other than him along with him, لغيره معه في الحب الخاصة, yani they are sharing it with other than him along with him in the love that is خاصة, that is exclusive, yani الذي لا يكون إلا, yani this, that's exclusive, which لا يكون, it should not be إلا له سبحانه وتعالى, shouldn't be except for him, the one who's free from all imperfections, the Most High. Yani so the summary of it is yani that the love of the believers is خالص, sincerely, purely, yani خاصة, exclusively for Allah alone. And therefore, it has to be stronger than the love that is mushtarika, shared, muwazza'a, distributed between Allah and other than Allah, those who they have made as partners with Him. Yani, because yani that love which is exclusive for Allah, yani, it's not yani given to anyone other than Allah. It doesn't contain any portion for other than Allah. There's no sharing in it for other than Allah, along with Allah. Yani that which is his exclusive love that shouldn't be for anyone except for him alone. Ibrahim says, ذَكَرْتَ لَنَا قَبْلَ قَلِيلٍ الْمَحَبَّةَ الْمُشْتَرِكَةَ الْعَامَةَ فَمَا مِثَالُهَا. Yani you have mentioned to us a little while ago المحبة المشتركة العامة, yani the love that is shared, that is general, it's not exclusive for Allah alone. So what are yani, or what is ما مثالها, what is an example of المحبة المشتركة, yani the محبة that a person has love but they're sharing that love with others, yani it's a love that is general, it's not exclusive for one alone, for Allah alone. So what is an example of this type of love? هذا النوع من المحبة طبع في الإنسان. يعني it is, this type of love is natural in the human being. يعني the love that's shared, the love that's general for many, for not exclusive to one person. مثل, for example, محبة الجنة. Yani loving Jannah. Yani in other words, you love Jannah and you also love your parents and you also love your children and you love other things. So it's a shared love. Yani the love of Jannah is not exclusively for Jannah. I only love Jannah. I love a lot of things. Yani that Allah has allowed us to love. وَمَحَبَّةُ الْإِنسَانِ لِوَالِدَيْهِ, and the love of a human being for his parents. وَأَوْلَادِهِ, and his children. أو زميله في الدراسة أو صناعة أو سفر. Or the love that a person, a human being has for his yani associates in study or in his occupation, in work or in travel. Yani the love that a person has for these people, whether it's parents or children or your friends or associates in your yani studies or in your workplace or in your journeys. أو حب, أو حبي الخيرات, يعني or like يعني مثل حب الخيرات, the love of all types of good. يعني all of these are examples of natural love. يعني that a person, يعني naturally the human being loves good. Naturally the human being loves their children, their parents, their friends and so on. This is a natural love that is common. It's عامة, it's يعني مشتركة, shared. يعني you love many things with this type of love. قال الله تعالى المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. الآية 46 من سورة الكاف, يعني 46 آية from سورة الكاف, the 18th سورة, saying of Allah سبحانه وتعالى المال والبنون يعني wealth and children are زينة الحياة الدنيا, are the adornments of the worldly life. والباقيات الصالحات, and those يعني righteous deeds that are remaining, that are lasting, meaning like ذكر and dua and good deeds, any acts of worship. الباقيات, الباقيات الصالحات, they are خيرٌ, they are better with your Rabb in ثوابًا, in reward, and they are better in having hope in them. So this ayah shows us that المال والبنون, يعني these are adornments of the life of this world, and a person loves these things. But الباقيات الصالحات, يعني the righteous good deeds, a person also loves them. And those, they are better with your Rabb in reward and better in having hope in them. So this ayah shows us that it's permissible, yani these things, wealth, children, and the good things, yani the khayrat in this world, the worship, the good deeds, all of these things, a person may love them. لكن يجب أن تبنى هذه المحبة على البر والصلة. طاعة لله تعالى وبعدا عن الفساد وأن لا تتجاوز المحبة المشتركة العامة حدودها إلى المحبة الخاصة لله تعالى. يعني after this ayah, سورة الكهف 18th سورة 46 ayah, after this ayat, it says, لكن يجب, يعني it's permissible to love these things. However, لكن يجب, it is obligatory, أن تبنى هذه المحبة, that this type of love, يعني العامة المشتركة, that it be based upon البر والصلة, يعني that it be based upon يعني righteousness and keeping ties of relations. And the reason why you love these things is because it's righteous. The reason why you love these people is because they are your relatives. So it should be based, this type of love should be based upon bir wa sila. It should have a foundation. That is due to what? Ta'atan lillahi. Yani Allah has ordered us to love righteousness. Allah has ordered us to be keep the ties of relations. So it is yani based upon al-bir wa taqwa, in obedience to Allah the Most High, and in distancing oneself, بُعْدًا عَنَ الْفَسَادِ, distancing oneself from corruption and wrong and evil. And likewise, يَجِبُ كَذَلِكَ أَنْ لَا تَتَجَاوَزَ الْمَحَبَّةُ الْمُشْتَرِكَةُ الْعَامَةُ حُدُودَهَا إِلَى الْمَحَبَّةِ الْخَاصَةِ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. That it is obligatory that we make sure that this mahabba al-mushtarika al-ama, the general shared love, that it doesn't go beyond the bounds of its hudood, doesn't go beyond its boundaries that Allah has set. Yani Allah has allowed us to love these other things, but He set limits for them. It's important, incumbent, that this love does not go beyond the bounds, its bounds. And it goes beyond it, إلى المحبة الخاصة لله تعالى. يعني it goes into the realm of the love that is exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that the boundaries of the love of other things other than Allah is that they don't transgress the love of Allah, meaning that there's not a contest between loving your parents and loving Allah. Obedience to parents and obedience. So I love my parents, so I have to obey them. But you love Allah more, therefore you have to obey Him. Okay, so yani keeping this in mind, there's a love that's allowed for others other than Allah, but it has boundaries and it should not go beyond its bounds. Where it reaches the level or the magnitude of the love of Allah that cause a person to be obedient yani to other than Allah in disobedience to Him. After this, Abdullah says, كَيْفَ يَحْسُلُ مِنَ النَّاسِ الشِّرْكُ فِي النِّيَّةِ Yani the next type of major shirk that's mentioned here is الشِّرْكُ فِي النِّيَّةِ, in intention. How do some of the people fall into a shirk in niyyah? How does it occur from some of the people that they fall into a shirk fi niyyah? The teacher says, هَذَا النَّوْءُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ يُسَمَّى الشِّرْكُ فِي الْقَصْدِ وَالْعِرَادَةِ And this type of shirk is called, is named, الشرك في القصد والإرادة يعني association in القصد mean intent والإرادة will يعني الشرك in intentions and الشرك in will يعني you will something, you intend something, having shirk in what you intend and what you will to be, to happen, to occur, what you want. وَتَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ النِّيَّةَ مَحَلُّهَا الْقَلْبُ وَلَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى And you already know that the niyyah, intention, its place, مَحَلُّهَا يعني مَحَلُّ النِّيَّةَ الْقَلْبُ Its place is in the heart. يعني niyyah is something from the actions of the heart. Therefore, لا يعلمها إلا الله. Nobody knows the niyyah that a person has except Allah, the Most High. فبعض الناس يريد الآخرة ويسعى لها بإخلاص وبعضهم يعمل بغير إخلاص فينقص أجره وبعضهم يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها فيقع في الشرك بالنية والقصد Again, يعني you all know that the place of النية is in the heart. Therefore, nobody knows it except Allah the Most High. فبعض الناس يعني نية is from the actions of the heart. So some of the people يريدون their irada, their will, يعني their intent, their desire is al-akhirah. يعني some of the people, their niyyah, their irada, their qasd is the akhirah. يعني they do whatever they do, seeking the reward in the next life. وَيَسَعَى لَهَا And they strive, يعني to act, بِإِخْلَاصٍ They strive to do whatever they do with ikhlas, with sincerity, in seeking the reward of Allah in the next life. وَبَعْضُهُمْ يَعْمَلُوا بِغَيْرِ إِخْلَاصٍ While some people do whatever they do without having sincerity. فَيَنْقُصُوا أَجْرُهُ And therefore its reward is decreased, defective. وَبَعْضُهُمْ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا And some of the people, they yuridu, yani yanwi, yaqsud, their intent, their will, their desire is, yani their goal is al-hayat al-dunya, the life of this world. Yani some people, when they are acting, their intent, their niyyah, their qasd, their irada is to seek the reward of the next life, while other people, they are working, but يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا What they really want is the reward of this world. وَزِينَتَهَا And its adornments. Therefore, فَيَقَعُوا فِي الشِّرْكِ بِالنِّيَّةِ وَالْقَصْدِ They fall into the shirk of النِّيَّةِ يعني intention and القصد يعني will or يعني نِيَّة and قصد is similar يعني mean قصد mean you intend something or you set as your goal or your objective the intention I mean the shirk in النِّيَّة and القصد يعني النِّيَّة what you intend and القصد means the goal that you are seeking قال الله تعالى In this light Allah سبحانه وتعالى says من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا وزينتها نوفي إليهم أعمالهم فيها وهم فيها لا يبخسون أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار وحبط ما صنعوا فيها وباطل ما كانوا يعملون And from amongst the people are those who من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا those who يعني this ayat is a proof what? That not every person who is doing good deeds is doing it for the sake of Allah for the hereafter for Jannah for the reward of Allah in the next life من كان يريد الحياة الدنيا So there are some people Allah is saying whoever intends their irada يريد Their niyyah, their qasd, is hayat al-dunya, the life of this world, wa zinataha, and its adornments, its pleasures, its joys, nuwaffi, wa shadda on the fa, nuwaffi, wa shadda on the fa, nuwaffi, ilayhim, a'malahum fiha. Then we give them the full reward of their deeds in it, yani, in the hayat al-dunya. And if that's what their intention was, then we give them the fullness of their reward, of their deeds in it, in this world. وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ And they, in this world, will not be caused a loss. They will not lose out on anything of their reward. In this world, give them all that they are entitled to. But what happens in the next life though? أولئك الذين ليس لهم في الآخرة إلا النار So these are those who there's nothing for them in the next life. They'll get their full reward in this world, whatever they intended. But these are those who have nothing in the next life. إلا النار Except hellfire. وَحَبِطَ مَا صَنَعُوا فِيهَا And what they have done, their deeds in this world will be حَبِطَ Will be what? Vain. يعني it will be useless. It will be of no avail. وَبَاطِلٌ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ And that which they used to do will become يعني باطل, invalid. يعني null and void. This is a serious ayat. الآيتان يعني خامس عشر and سادس عشر من سورة هود يعني the 15th and 16th ayah from سورة هود. سورة هود is 11, right? 11. Where's my pen? Let me just write this. So this ayat makes us to know that there are some people who their intent, their qasd, their goal, yani their irada, their will, is the life of this world and its adornments and pleasures. Allah said He will give them the fullness of the reward of their deeds in this world, and they will not be cut short at all. And these are those who will not have any reward in the next life except the hellfire, and their deeds will be vain, void, invalid, what they were doing in this world. Now, the what? Nuwaffi?
Yes.
Now, waffa yuwaffi, to give the fullness of something.
Yes, that's a shadu, it's a kesra.
It's kesra, now.
Shadda.
Now, kesra tahta shadda. Yani originally it's nuwaff, yani waffa, yuwaffi. But here it's majzoom. The sign that it's majzoom is harf, harf, yani hazfu, harf illa. No, waffa means to give the fullness of something. To give it in its full, all of it, without holding back anything. Here, huh? To repay in full. Now, what is due completely?
This example, Yahud.
Huh? Yeah, but yeah, no doubt the Yahud, generally speaking, they only want the things of this world. But unfortunately, they are not exclusive, yani, owners of this. Rather, the Muslims are taking their full share of it. لقد جاء في الحديث عن عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yani, indeed, it has come in the hadith of Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. That indeed the actions, verily indeed the actions are, yani, judged according to niyat, intentions. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. And each person indeed will have that which he intended. وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ. And each person will have that which he intended. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So whoever his hijra was to Allah and His Messenger, meaning his intent was to flee to Allah and His Messenger for the sake of Allah and His Messenger, فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Then his hijra will be rewarded as though he has performed it for the sake of Allah and His Messenger. Yani, if that was his intent, he made hijra for Allah and His Messenger, then that will be his reward. Yani, a hijra that was done for the sake of Allah and His Messenger. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ, as opposed to, مَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِدُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ إِمْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا. As opposed to the one who migrated for the dunya, for worldly matters. يعني يصيبها, to get some portion of the worldly matters. Or for a woman that he wanted to marry, إِمْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا. فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ. Then his hijra, yani the reward for it, will be in accordance with that which he migrated for. يعني هجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. يعني من, يعني هاجر, يعني كانت هجرته للدنيا, فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. يعني whoever migrated, يعني for the things of this world, some portion of it, or to marry a woman, then his reward will be for a migration, يعني in accordance with what he migrated for. متفق عليه, agreed upon as being authentic by Bukhari and Muslim. فالحديث يبين لنا أن نية الإنسان في أفعاله وأقواله يعلمها الله تعالى ويجازي عليها. And this hadith makes clear to us that the intention of the human being in terms of his actions and his speech, what did he intend by this action? What did he intend by this speech? The intention, it is known to Allah the Most High, and He rewards according to it. عليها, على النية. نعم. Can a person change their niyyah?
Yes.
Yani after the fact or during it?
After.
How can you change it after? The deed is done.
No,
niyyah can't be changed after. No, it can't be changed after. Yani, like a person did all kinds of worship for Jesus, and then they changed their mind. They said, no, I know there's no reward for that. I changed my niyyah. Why I did that. Now, what they do is they repent from that, and then they make niyyah to worship Allah after that alone. Now, the person, no, okay, they can change at that point. It doesn't change what they did before. But if a person traveled, for example, to get money, and then afterwards they realized that that was a bad intent, so they said, I remain for a different intention. Now I remain for some other reason, good reason. Then after that, whatever they did after that will be according to the intention that they make now. Wallahu a'lam. In any case, so this hadith makes clear to us that Allah knows that which a person intends, and therefore Allah records people in accordance with their intention. وكما أن أعمال الإنسان الظاهرة عظيم بعدها في الخير وعظيم بعدها في الشر فكذلك النيات وأعمال القلوب التي لا يعلمها إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. يعني وكما just as كما أن الأعمال الإنسان الظاهرة just as the actions of a human being which are done openly, apparently, الظاهرة الأعمال الظاهرة just as those openly performed actions may be عظيم may be very great بعدها some of it in خير in good وعظيم بعدها في الشر and some of it will be يعني severe evil يعني in شر. In other words, the actions of the human being that are done openly, some of it will be very great in خير and some of it will be very great in evil. كذلك فكذلك. So therefore, likewise, the same way as open actions, some of them will be rewarded greatly for خير and some of them will be recompensed يعني severely for evil. فكذلك النيات وأعمال القلوب. Likewise, intentions and other actions of the heart. Because actions of the heart include intentions and include توكل, reliance on Allah, محبة, love, خوف, and so on. Okay? So, likewise, just like the open actions, some of them are great in good and great, and some of them are great in evil. فكذلك النيات, intentions, وأعمال القلوب, and the actions of the heart, التي لا يعلمها إلا الله. So likewise will be the intentions and the actions of the heart, which are not known to anyone other than Allah, the one who is free from imperfections and most high. يعني كذلك, likewise, in the same way, the niyat and the actions of the heart, which are only known to Allah, they will be just like that. Some of them will be عظيمٌ في الخير, and some of them will be عظيمٌ في الشر. So some people's intentions will be عظيم in خير, because they were sincere and doing it for the sake of Allah. And some people's intentions will be عظيم in شر, because their intention was for evil. So it will be عظيم in evil. And some people, يعني their actions of the heart, their love, their hope, their fear, will be عظيم in خير. And some people, their love and hope and fear will be عظيم in شر, because they love يعني other than Allah, more than they love Allah. So it will be عظيم in شر, because they fear يعني other than Allah, like they fear Allah or more than they fear Allah. So يعني in the same way that the open يعني visible obvious deeds, some of them are great in good and some of them are great in evil, likewise the niyat and the intentions of the heart, some of them are عظيم in خير and some of them عظيم in شر. And it's time for the adhan. So let's stop here at this point. Because from here we talk about the last type of major shirk, that is shirk in at-ta'a and shirk in al-khawf. From the major types of shirk is shirk in ta'a, in obedience, obeying someone or something other than Allah the way only Allah should be obeyed, or in contradiction to what Allah has commanded, or having fear of someone or something other than Allah, the way only Allah should be feared, or equal to it, or more than it. This is the last type of the major shirk that are mentioned under this section. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.